Welcome to Running, KAKM and KSKA's candidate forum for the 2008 primary election, hosted by Michael Carey.
Now let's meet the Republican candidates. They are Gabriel Ledoux, Sean Parnell, and the incumbent Congressman Don Young. Gabriel Ledoux, you have 1 minute for an opening statement, please.
Thank you for the opportunity to be here. My name is Gabrielle Ledoux, and I'm running for Congress because I'm the best candidate for the job. Recent events have shaken Alaskans' faith in their government to the absolute core. Alaskans have the right to expect honesty and integrity from their elected officials. I'm running for Congress because I want to bring the change to Washington that Alaskans so rightfully demand. There are three Republican candidates running for Congress, but only one of them is different. On one hand, we have a 36-year incumbent who has spent over $1 million of campaign funds on attorney's fees and is under who his own colleagues in Washington have asked the Justice Department to investigate. And on the other hand, we have a challenger who, while saying that he's only supported by individual people, is really taking money from an anti-Alaska Washington, D.C. organization. And then you've got me. The only special interest that I'm beholden to is Alaskan families. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Lieutenant Governor Parnell.
Good evening. My wife of 21 years, Sandy, and I are so pleased to call Alaska home. We're raising our family here. It's where I was raised. For 8 years, I served in the Alaska legislature, where I led efforts to balance Alaska's budget by cutting spending, not raising taxes on Alaskans. I'm also honored to serve alongside Governor Sarah Palin as your lieutenant governor, as part of a team that set a new direction for state government. But I'm running for U.S. House because of what's happening in Washington. Scandals occur almost weekly. Wasteful spending is out of control. And the politicians there talk all day long about lowering our energy costs, but nothing gets done. We've had the same representation in Washington for 35 years. I think we need a new direction, and I think we can do a lot better from Washington than what we're getting now. Thank you, and I look forward to the debate.
Thank you. Now, Congressman Young, your opening statement, please.
Thank you, and thank you, KAKM. I've been on this now show 21 times. It's always a pleasure to talk to my constituents and be on the show as constituents would like to, and they are my constituents, would like to take my seat. This is a job I've had because of you, the Alaskan voter. And I'm running because I believe I'm the best person for the job. With my experience and my knowledge and ability to communicate across the aisle as I did for 22 years and built the Trans-Alaskan Pipeline, to bring the infrastructure and the jobs by the thousands of the state of Alaska, I can continue to do that. And I expect to do that when I'm reelected. It's important people realize that experience is important to do this job. We have a bunch of novices at this table, and that's unfortunate. And I'd like to suggest one thing. When you look back to the history and what I've been able to do with your help and my wife's help, a family unit has worked together for 45 years and 35 years in Washington, D.C., and with 14 grandkids. I work for this state, and I work for you. Each time I've run, you sent me back to Washington, D.C., and I thank you for that. I expect you to do it again. Thank you very much for your vote.
Thank you, sir. Now we'll go to the candidate questions, and Mr. Parnell, Lieutenant Governor Parnell, you have a question to a candidate of your choice.
I do. I'm going to address my question to Congressman Young.
Surprise, surprise.
Congressman, you have consistently proposed raising gasoline taxes on Alaskans. In 2004, you proposed raising it 5 cents a gallon. 2005 continued that 5 cents a gallon. Earlier this summer, you suggested in committee that we should raise it a dollar a gallon. You then backpedaled from that and said, okay, I really meant 5 cents a gallon increase. I guess, Congressman, I'd like you to explain, why don't you think Alaskans are paying enough at the pump?
Well, I think Alaskans are paying plenty at the pump. I buy gas, too. I think it's too much, and I think it's the responsibility of the state to make sure it goes down, not the federal government. I also suggest we need the infrastructure. Without that tax, you can't build bridges, and you can't build roads, and you will have potholes. And the funding that I have suggested was for, in fact, building the infrastructure across this nation. And we are way behind. Jim Oberstar, the chairman of the Transportation Committee, agrees with me. In fact, he will propose an equal amount of tax or probably higher than I proposed, because this is a nation tax, just not an Alaskan tax. It's necessary for us to understand that we have to continue to improve our highways to make sure they're up to grade as our population increases. And anybody cuts back on that is not understanding the employment factor and does not understand the future at all. They're frankly got their head in the sand.
Your rebuttal, Mr. Parnell.
So you really think that Alaskans are paying too little at the pump because you still want to raise taxes on Alaskans? I don't think that's right. You go to Kotzebue, people are paying $2,000 a month for heating oil. You go to Fairbanks, it's $1,400 a month. Anchorage, our gas prices are up. It's about $4.35 a gallon now. Alaskans cannot afford taxes and more taxes on gasoline or anything else.
Congressman Young.
Well, again, Sean, you can't hear too well. I didn't say Alaskans are paying too little. I'm saying if you want the infrastructure, the important across this nation, when you're a congressman, you represent the whole nation as well as the state of Alaska. And our infrastructure is way behind. And it is the biggest employer that creates the real jobs, that gives us the opportunity to avoid spending monies on fuel as we stand in congestion. Now, if you don't want Lake Otis improved, if you didn't want any of the other improvements around, frankly, Anchorage, you can see what's going on right now with federal dollars, not state dollars, federal dollars. That's what we're doing to try to improve the traffic flow, and that's the right thing to do.
Thank you. Gabrielle Ledoux.
I've got a question for Sean. Sean, you stated in your opening statement, and you've stated throughout this campaign, that you want to lower taxes and that you've never raised taxes. However, in 1999, when you were co-chair on Senate Finance, you proposed a budget that would have levied a 10% tax on car rentals, charged landing fees at state-owned airports, and doubled the tax on resident commercial fishing licenses. How are your actions consistent with what you're saying in your campaign?
Gabrielle, your facts are simply wrong. We had a billion-dollar deficit. We had $9 a barrel oil. I had a leadership role on Senate Finance at the time. We laid everything on the table and said, here are the tools to address it, from revenues measures to cutting spending. I chose to cut spending, never voted for the car rentals tax, never voted for those airport landing fees. Those were bills that were left on the table.
Your rebuttal?
There you have it.
Sean, you proposed the bills. You were in Senate leadership. The bills wouldn't have even left the Senate Finance Committee without your approval. You proposed them, and you need to take responsibility for them.
I take full responsibility for putting all measures on the table at Senate Finance. But when you suggest that a Senate Finance Committee bill is a personal piece of legislation of mine, that's wrong. It just represents a misstatement of the facts.
Congressman Young, you have an opportunity to ask a question.
It's amazing how you proposed something and now it's no longer accepted. But, Gabriel, I have a question for you. Sean has said he's going to cut off earmarks. He's opposed to earmarks, although he's deviated a little bit. But it would affect veterans, Alaska Native education programs, senior citizen programs, every earmark I fought for. And my question to you is, what is your position on Sean Parnell's commitment to cut federal funding for Alaskan programs in Alaska? And what would you do if you were elected congressman?
Well, if Sean's position is really to eliminate earmarks, then I think he's incredibly naive or simply pandering to the club for growth. My position is that while there may have been abuses in earmarks, you don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. And I believe in the earmarking process, and it's done a good job for Alaska.
Michael, you can let me in on this.
No, this is their shtick here. You're stuck with it. Okay. Congressman Young.
I agree with you, Gabriel. It's very important. You know, a flyer's been coming out under Sean's name, and really he says he doesn't give credit, but it's Club of Growth. He said that he would vote against 976 as children's health insurance. H.R. 642, which would be military appropriation in total, which means Eielson and Elmendorf, which means Wainwright and Fort Rich. Cutting all that spending. It would be across the board 1% cut for all the departments of commerce and justice, all those things that people are interested in. That would be a tremendous cut for people that don't understand the effect of what would happen to them. So I will support earmarks. I have an ad on television right now that says I do too much. I'll continue to do too much for Alaskans. It's important for Alaskans because each community comes to me and asks me for those earmarks. That's how they get in those bills. It's important that people understand they have access to my office, to my door, and say, this is what we need because the state hasn't stepped up and done the job they should have done. We will do it when I'm reelected as congressman.
Ms. Ledoux.
Well, It's hard for me to comment on Sean's position on earmarks because Sean's position on earmarks has changed so radically since this campaign began. He's flip-flopped on earmarks in the same way that John Kerry flip-flopped on the war on Iraq.
Okay. It's now an opportunity for the host to ask questions, and we're going to start with Ms. Ledoux. My question is, lobbyists should be heard in Washington, but they should not dominate the conversation. How are you going to deal with lobbyists?
I'm going to deal with lobbyists in the same in Washington, D.C., the same way that I dealt with lobbyists in Juneau. You listen to what they have to say, and you always take it with a grain of salt because lobbyists have their clients, and they're going to spin things to the benefit of their clients. But you got to listen to them. I mean, they propose they can be a valuable source of information as long as you don't let them influence you. Yeah, abruptly.
Thank you. My second question is for Lieutenant Governor Parnell. Lieutenant Governor Parnell, I have a news story right here that suggests about that you've raised $474,000, and about three-quarters of that comes from one entity, the Club for Growth, although there are individuals within that. You say Congressman Young has taken way too much money from special interests. Why can't people say that about you?
In the case of the Club for Growth, the individuals who wrote checks to Parnell for Congress, the Joe and Jane Smith of Elkhorn, Nebraska, and sent $25, or retired people from Wisconsin who sent $50. Most of those contributions are $100 or less. They believe in limited government. They believe in lower taxes, lower spending. I fully support those principles, and I believe that they're aligned with me. In the earlier question and answer period, my position on earmarks was misstated. It simply is a case that I oppose earmark abuse. I oppose earmarks coming in the dark. I always oppose the process where earmarks come in secret, and I will continue to oppose that when I'm in Washington. Thank you.
Okay. My question's for Congressman Young. Some people in Alaska and some people in Washington know you as a very friendly guy. Some of those same people will say the only criticism they have of you is you're too friendly with lobbyists and they have too much access to your office, including people who worked for you in the past. How do you respond to that kind of criticism?
Well, each lobbyist that comes to my office, just like Gabriel said, you have to listen to what they have to present to you. And yes, some people have worked, you know, for me in the past or lobbyists today, but they are representing Alaskan cities and groups. For instance, the Salvation Army Homeless Shelter. In fact, they asked me for the money. That's a very important earmark. The Alaskan Food Bank. I work on that all the time. The Covenant House for teen runaway shelters. All those things are, listen to the arguments. We vet the request. If they're legitimate, we work with them to try to get it done. And by the way, lobbyists get a bad name. They do know their issues. And like Gabriel said, you have to understand it and be a sort of a judge, knowing that they're slanted a little bit their way, and go to the other side. And that's what I do. I go to the other side and find out what they say about this. And if it's affecting Alaska, which side is right? And I try to balance it as a judge, as I should. And I'll continue to do that.
Okay. We have time for another round of questions, I've been informed. So we'll go back to Lieutenant Governor Parnell. Health care is a major issue for many Americans. Many Americans don't have any kind of health care. As a congressman, what would you do to address this issue of health care for all and affordable health care as far as it's possible?
Excellent question. There is no way that we should be setting up a government-provided and mandated insurance system. Instead, we need to offer innovative solutions to individuals to make choices on their own for health care. So, for example, if we could have a system where our employers are actually paying money tax-free to their employees to buy their own insurance, if we can buy our insurance across state lines so we have the competitive nature of the marketplace at work, we can assure better access and better cost competitiveness for healthcare. As well, we need better understanding as consumers of the costs and and more transparency in the medical services and products that are provided. I think all those things can add to reducing healthcare costs and providing better access to health insurance.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll go to Congressman Young. Congressman Young, earlier you referred to your competitors and opponents here as novices. The fact of the matter is 35 years ago when you arrived in Washington, you'd been in the Alaska legislature like they had, but you were a novice too. Don't we all have to be a greenhorn at some time in our life, and it's our first day on the job?
Absolutely, and I agree with that. I was fortunate in the sense that I was elected, and we had the Trans-Alaskan Pipeline. The second day I was there, the first hearing we had on it, I had to jump right into that cauldron. And we were able to pass an Alaskan pipeline that required their building within 3 years. I don't think either one of the anyone at this table could do that right now. They will learn. I will be replaced someday. Let's not kid ourselves. I just don't think this is the time. Right now, I am the best person for the job with the expertise and the knowledge I have and the contacts I have, and Alaska's faced some real challenges. You need to send me back to Washington, D.C.
Okay. Ms. Ledoux, earlier I asked about the health care problems that Americans face. As a congressperson, how would you address them?
In 60 seconds. Number one.
That's something we're just stuck with.
Number one, I would allow for the purchasing of health insurance across state lines. There's no reason why somebody from Alaska shouldn't be able to purchase a health insurance from Nevada or Minnesota if you can get a better deal on it. Number two, I would allow for small businesses to form pools in order to get better rates on health insurance.
Yes.
And number three, I would allow for full tax deductions or credits for people who buy health insurance themselves without the benefit of their employers buying it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We go to closing statements, and we're going to start this time with Congressman Young.
Thank you. And, you know, this is a very important job. There is one congressman for all of Alaska, just one. And California has 52, Texas and Florida have 38. And it goes on down the line. And when you elect somebody to this Congress, you have to have somebody not only knows the issue, is willing to fight for Alaska. I have done that and will continue to do that. I've been accused of being a bully, being arrogant, and sometimes I'll plead to both of those. But most of the time and every time I have done that is because I am fighting for this state. And when someone messes with the state and affects jobs in this state, tries to take away the employment of my Alaskans, tries to take away the ability for us as a state to function, then you're going to see this person right in their face, because I think that is crucially important. Go back to Washington, D.C., and everybody in Congress knows me. There will be about 50% that do not like me and about 50% that do like me, but they all respect me, because they know I'm speaking for the state of Alaska with sincerity and dedication for the job I do. I ask you for your vote. Thank you.
Lieutenant Governor Parnell. Mm-hmm.
I want to thank KAKM for hosting this debate. It's been an informative discussion. Basically, Congressman Young's argument is that if you like what's happening in Washington, if you want more of the same, if you want more scandals, more wasteful spending, if you want to mortgage our kids' future on deficit spending, then vote for him. My case is simple. If you want lower taxes, if you want less wasteful government spending, if you want honesty in government, then I respectfully request your vote. If, on the other hand, we want to continue down the same path, I just can't go there. It is time, instead, to elect somebody who will fight for what Alaskans value, limited government, personal freedom. We need somebody who will work closely with the state administration, with Governor Palin, to ensure that oil and gas development occurs in Alaskans' interests. And I'll uphold the highest ethical standards, because I believe that public office is a public trust. It's not an entitlement. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Ledoux.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to appear here today. What you see in me is what you get. And I've got two overwhelming, overriding characteristics. Number one, I actually listen to people. And you can talk to folks in my district. I've been traveling around the state, and I have been listening. And number two, I am a fighter. I never, ever, ever give up. I lost my husband. I lost my son. It was awful. But I got up, and I started fighting. I started fighting for my clients. I became borough mayor, and then I got into the legislature and fought for my constituents. If you honor me with your vote, I can promise you one thing. I will fight for you. And I'll even fight for you guys. And I will fight for all Alaskans. Thank you.